This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh my goodness, the government shutdown enters its third week. We got to discuss it because I know it's making such an impact on you folks. Yeah, what are we going to do? I don't know about you, but I'm feeling the impact. I haven't figured out how yet, but it's one of those things where you know it's impacting you. You just don't, you know, it's just not in your face. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Government shutdown. Why is it occurring? Do you know? I know that when Barack Obama shut down the government, and we're going to go into detail around this, in 2013 it was around Obamacare, but we'll get to that. This one is around President Trump daring to execute on his constitutional duty to protect American citizens. How dare he? 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. KJRadio.com if you want to reach out in other convenient and innovative ways. The excuses the left, the Democrats, the progressives are giving for not building a border wall will utterly fascinate you. I'm sorry, did I say wall? I meant barrier. Yeah, barrier. They don't want to call it a wall. But anyway, their excuses for not doing this are amazing. I mean, it boggles the mind. I tweeted out, I said, hey, here's what we should do. If you don't want a border wall, you should be required to not live in a gated community. You can't have a fence, a wall, a barrier of any type around your house. I even would say, let's take it a step further and say you must leave your doors not only unlocked, but wide open. Now, let's see how leftists do that and say, if you won't build a border wall, prove, you know, put your money where your mouth is. Man, I'd be walking in the leftist houses in Beverly Hills, making myself at home, getting the keys to the Ferrari. Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness, we got a ton to talk about. What about this woman that called Donald Trump an MF? We're going to get that mother. We're going to turn this mother out of the White House. And she used the MF word. How do you say her name? Tlaib? Palestinian gets elected into our government and has the nerve to say, I want to get this mother out. And we're going to impeach. What were her terms? We're going to impeach this MF. Going to impeach him. Democrats are afraid. You want to know why? Democrat leadership, and I use my finger quotes, are afraid because they see somebody like her who has no reason to want to go. She should go into government with an open eyes, open heart, open mind. But instead, she's already convicted Donald Trump. He needs to be impeached. Why? Because that's what her base wants. They want him impeached. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com. And then Maria Chappelle Nadal out of St. Louis, she hates Donald Trump, wanted him assassinated. She chimed in, impeach the MF, hashtag impeach the MF. We'll get back to that too. Man, impeach the MF. We have a clip?
Just hours after making history as the first Palestinian-American woman sworn into Congress, Michigan Democrat Rashida Tlaib is sparking a firestorm. Caught on camera telling a crowd last night what she told her son about the president.
We're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the
The president firing back.
I thought that was a great dishonor to her and to her family. I thought it was highly disrespectful to the United States of America.
Tlaib ignoring reporters today. But on Twitter, doubling down, writing, "I will always speak truth to power." New Speaker Nancy Pelosi at an MSNBC town hall.
Generationally, that would not be language I would use. But nonetheless, I don't think we should make a big deal of it.
But Tlaib pushing impeachment on day one, even before the Mueller report, prompting a barrage of Republican backlash.
How do you work with anybody if this is what they really have planned? Using foul language, they introduce that they just want to impeach the president.
And some Democrats warning it could backfire.
You cannot accomplish very much of anything unless you have civility. I think those kind of comments do not take us in the right direction.
One progressive Democrat reintroducing articles of impeachment, a growing flashpoint in a new Congress.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Feel good. Feel good. Happy New Year. Feel good. You're watching Democrats go insane right before your very eyes. And let me tell you, if you think that that turned on the Democrat base of the left, it didn't. As Trump said, it's a dishonor to her and her family. It was disrespectful to the country. He didn't make it personal. It isn't about me in particular. Donald Trump understands it doesn't matter who sits in that seat as a Republican. They're going to, you know, the left doesn't care. That what they hate about Trump, I mean, insert Republican. It could have been Romney. It could have been Bush. It could have been whomever. Cruz. It could have been Ben Carson. Whoever was sitting in that seat impeached the MF because they would have put the Russia story on them and that would have been the end of it. But people on the left are beginning to see how crazy their people are, who they elect. The Keith Ellisons of the world, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Speaker of the House, the Chuck Schumer's, all of them. Crooks to their rotten core. And then she comes out and says, "I'm speaking truth to power." Really? Speaking truth to power. How so? How is she doing that? When, as they said, in day one, she wants to impeach President Trump over nothing. Over nothing. It's ridiculous. And what does Nancy Pelosi say? Oh, well, what she said was no big deal. And I was doing a radio show the other day on this, and I asked him, I go, what do you think would happen if somebody said that about Barack Obama? Would Pelosi say this is no big deal, or would she make a comment? Would she say that type of discourse is unheard of? What is Pelosi? Well, it's not the language I would have used back in my day, but blah, blah, blah. It was horrible. Look, I don't give a crap what the left say. I've told you guys, I'm willing to fight in the mud as low as they want to go. And I know that offends a lot. Oh, Kevin, we have to remain, you know, highbrow, whatever. You can remain any way you want. This is an attack on my kids, my grandkids, the life that I know, the country that I love. I will fight as low as they want to go. I will cheat, steal, claw, fish hook them, whatever it takes. Backstab, because that's what they deserve. And when they finally figure out, you know what, it's better to play fair, then we can play fair. But until then, I won't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I got a little more information on this vaginal steaming. That was what NBC got in trouble for because they were talking about this on New Year's Eve. Vaginal steaming. These are the people, leftists, that have given us vaginal steaming. They also gave us, I don't know if you guys remember this, we did a story a while back, it's probably been 2-3 years ago, on vaginal whitening. Anal whitening. Have you seen that story where people will whiten their anus? And I'm not trying to be crude or anything. I'm really not. I'm I hope people don't take it that way. I'm telling you, these are the things that, who comes up with this? What person goes, oh my gosh, I have to get my anus whitened or lightened or whatever for whatever reason? What could possibly be, it's more appealing to your mate? God, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. Vaginal steaming, which, for the record, I'm not gonna dismiss it. I don't have a vajayjay, so I don't know why you want to steam it. I know this. I don't want to steam my naughty bits. I'm cool with room temperature. You know what I'm saying? As long as room temperature is, you know, roughly 72 to 78, I'm cool with room temperature. And occasionally, you know, I get worked up and go to the gym or go to the spa, sit in a hot tub or a steam, you know, sauna, but I don't intentionally take my naughty bits and go steam these for me, please. I mean, who does this? Wow. This is crazy stuff. But anyway, here's what the article was, because we touched on it, but I didn't get to really talk about it. NBC got some unasked for feedback on its embarrassing train wreck coverage on social media. Most commenters unable to get over Christy Teigen's antics and dropping the ball on the ball drop. And so it said, here's what people tweeted. I'm embarrassed for America watching Chrissy Teigen talk about vaginal steaming. Way to help me ring in the new year with my family, turning it to Fox now, wrote one former viewer. Here's another one. Literally 10 seconds into the New Year's show on NBC, immediately that loud for nothing, Chrissy Teigen is shouting, "We here, we here," and doing some drunken naked leg poses, wrote another. We here kind of sets the tone. No thanks. Sorry, at Carson Daly. I'm out. I'm bringing this up because I want you to understand your view of New Year, their view of New Year are two different things. You ushered in the New Year in America. They ushered in a New Year in the anti-America. Be very clear about this, people. Don't get it twisted. We are very different than them, and I'm going to let you know because I don't want you to get caught up in, look, just don't get caught up in leftism. Here's another one. NBC New Year's, way to go, NBC, for dropping the ball. Watched the show and didn't see a ball, but heard about vaginal steaming, wrote another turned off viewer. Another one, NBC, this is the worst New Year's show ever, ever. That's a sampling, folks. Well, guess what? It's going to be the worst New Year ever for the left. You've heard me talk about it, and I'm going to back it up on today's show. Listening to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So I hear the future may be female, but Kirsten Gillibrand's role may be limited, unfortunately. This is a Democratic U.S. Senator from New York. She was widely mocked after saying the future is female and intersectional in a wink to the progressive wing of her party. Intersectional. What the heck is intersectional, right? Our future is female, intersectional, powered by our belief in one another, and we're just getting started, as she wrote in a tweet. Happy New Year, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, because I'm going to tell you something. I don't care what the world... Here's this whole idea around female this, black this, Hispanic that. It's so ridiculous. But we have people that effectively are telling you, I believe in one gender over another. I'm a man. I don't believe in the male gender being more or better than the female gender. I don't. Or any other gender you have. LGBT genders, the 71 flavors, or 32 Baskin-Robbins genders, or whatever. I don't believe in anyone being any better than any other. And by the way, I only believe in two. And I know that's not the right thing to say. It's not politically correct. But this is these are my opinions. In fact, I told you guys this a while back. Dr. Phil, when I was listening to him one day on his show, because occasionally I'll bounce on it on the, if it's an interesting topic, and he said to one of the people, he goes, "You do know that this show is called Dr. Phil. It's not the Dr. Phil show. I'm not here for show. This is my real, this is who I am. And it made me rethink it. This isn't the Kevin Jackson show. This is who I am. If we were sitting around talking, if you've ever been to any of my speeches or events, this is who I am. I'm analyzing all of this craziness out there. And we've got anal bleaching, we've got vaginal steaming, and we've got a woman, a senator, who says the future is female and intersectional. We have people that have this idea of, I believe her, and all these other nonsensical things, and we're supposed to just roll over and go, yeah, okay, it's all cool. Forget all the men, you know, what men do, what they contribute, what they do as fathers and brothers and husbands and boyfriends and uncles and cousins. How pathetic, man. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today, and it's going to deal with a lot more than just female issues. We're going to talk about things that affect this country. We're going to talk about this border wall. And you know what? I have a clip I want to play. I don't know if do we have time to play it this segment. This is a black woman talking about Detroit. And she is hot. She's mad. You know what? We're not going to have time. Not this segment. And I'll probably do it next hour. But let me tell you. She is hot over everything that's going on in her city. And I want you to understand in 2019, you're going to meet many, many more black women like her. So we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about elitist whites. And then one story I've been wanting to cover all last year. Well, not last year. I mean, we're not that many days into the year. But and it had to do with criminal justice reform. And Donald Trump not being able to get credit for certain things that the Democrats have kicked the can down the road on. But now they want to get credit for. So I want to talk about that as well. But I promise you, the conversation we're going to have about the wall is going to crack you up. So we're going to get into that in just a bit. And I did mention we're going to go into the government shutdowns, the history of them. And I do want to talk about Mitt Romney just a bit as well. Because Mitt reinserted himself into the news cycle. In fact, he commented on the woman to leave calling Donald Trump a mother scooter, a motor scooter, and he won. You know, there's no place for the lack of civility in politics. And I love when Romney comes up with the whole civility routine because he thinks he's the purveyor of all things good in politics. Anyway, short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You are
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
As the partial government shutdown is in its third week with no real end in sight, President Trump will be heading to the southwest border between the United States and Mexico Thursday of this week. The president is saying he'd be okay with a steel barrier as opposed to a wall, since that seems to be one of the huge sticking points. Hector Garza is the vice president of the National Border Patrol Union. He tells Fox News President Trump has been doing stuff already along the border.
Something that President Trump did during his administration is that they actually tested a number of different walls, physical barriers, to include that type of steel fencing.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is missing oral arguments on Monday for the first time since she joined the court back in 1993 as she recuperates from a recent cancer surgery. Centoya Brown is being granted clemency for killing a man who bought her for sex when she was 16 years old. The clemency done by the Tennessee governor commutes her life sentence. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The feel-good show for pragmatists. That's what you're listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Pragmatists. Who makes up the pragmatists? Should be a political party. It's mostly conservatives. But there are a few Democrat pragmatists. I have a problem with them, though. It's difficult for me to understand a Democrat and how they can be a pragmatist, because the party is wicked. They're wicked people. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255 is how you get a hold of us. And if you want to debate me, Democrats, Democrats, progressives, whatever you want to call yourselves, get in contact with me. I'd love to talk to you about how your party is so wicked. You've been that way since the beginning. You always pretend that you care about people. And people, oh, what about the JFK Democrats? The JFK Democrats were the people who didn't believe in civil rights, hung black folks. I mean, that's the party. Oh, yeah, they put a nice suit on it and they gave it a pretty face with a, you know, a good old Catholic boy. But really? Because one guy tried to remake the party, and what did they do to him? They killed him. You want to tell me the Democrats are something special? Nothing special about them. How could you possibly be a good person and not see what Democrats do day in and day out to people? The lies. They will destroy you for no reason. Look, I know conservatives, pragmatists, whatever you want to call us, Republicans, we make mistakes. We do some bad things too, but I promise you, we have remorse. You know, there's a way to get your money back. There's a way to, you know, for your life to get back in order. When a Democrat targets you, you're going to prison or you're going to die. Or you're going to, you know, you're going to go into self-exile. Why do you think they're able to hold on to people so much? Why do you think people, they're like Scientologists. I mean, if you try to leave, they will absolutely ruin you. You ever had a conservative, hey, listen, I don't agree with this view or that view? Do you get ostracized? Do people not want to talk to you? Do you not get invited to parties? Do you lose your career? Do you lose your family? Are you put on Front Street and for the public display? I mean, publicly flogged? I can't think of an example. You do something wrong as a Republican, and people will call you out on it. Like the senator from South Carolina, the governor who became, well, was he a senator or governor, whatever, that had the Venezuelan girlfriend. His political career pretty much ended, and it turns out he was a rhino anyway. Sanford, wasn't it? Sanford. Anyway, look, when you do something wrong as a pragmatist, we call you out. You can be forgiven if you're contrite, really are, and you can resume your life. It may not be the way you want it, but we don't try to get rid of you. The Democrats, tell a Democrat you don't like Barack Obama. Tell him you want a border wall. Tell him you believe that gun control, you know, disagree with anything. And they have so many special interest groups. If you disagree with the women's movement, then you're ostracized. If you disagree with Black Lives Matter, then you're ostracized. If you disagree with the border wall, then you're ostracized. If you say, you know what, I think my taxes are too high, then you're ostracized. And by the way, don't you dare, under any circumstances, agree with people on the right for any reason. I'm saying I don't care what it is. They could be talking about how to raise a child right. You know, I really like it when my child brings home A's. Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah. Try to be one of them. And you're like, what did I say? What did I say? Listen to Kevin Jackson, folks. I'm just breaking it down for you. I'm a pragmatist. I don't care which side of the aisle says it. If it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. It just turns out we're right more than they are. And I want to talk to you a little bit about, because we talked earlier about this chick, Tlaib. Rashida, is that her first name? I don't know. Pakistani woman called Trump a mother scooter. She used different words. You know what I'm saying? We need to impeach that mother scooter. And in that statement, she really doubled down on the notion that Donald Trump's not going to be beaten. They couldn't beat him in 2016. And there's nothing they're going to do to change that. Nothing. They aren't improving their chances. When you want to impeach the motor scooter for nothing, people aren't going to go for it. Even fake news CNN commented on it, which struck me as odd, because normally, you know, they agree. They agree with, oh, he needs to be gone. They hate Donald Trump. And even though in their disagreement, they still missed the mark a little bit. But here's what they said in an article. But here's the thing. What Tlaib did on Thursday night might feel good for Democrats. It might make them feel as though they're regaining some of the fire and the fight that they lost when Trump won in 2016. But it almost certainly is the wrong strategy if Democrats want to beat Trump in 2020. See, the Democrats believe that Trump, when he talks about just standard stuff, oh, you know, he says, kick him in the butt, or it's a crap hole country, or whatever. They see it as he's being vulgar. No, he's not. Trump is being legitimate. He's being exactly what blue collar, and by the way, most of America believes. He's merely stating what we believe. When she goes around and says impeach the MF, and even her own ilk go, wait a minute. You know there's a problem. But there's a faction within their party that wants that. And see, they need that because it makes them feel like they're making progress. I'm going to play the clip because these people listen to them like, yeah, yeah. See, that's fake bravado.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach them all.
The president firing back.
I thought that was a great dishonor to her and to her family.
You hear them all. Woo-hoo! See, that's fake bravado. What do you stand for? Impeaching Trump. Why? I don't know. Just because. CNN goes on. Why? Well, put as simply as possible. Never wrestle with a pig because you both get dirty and the pig likes it. I hate when they do those cliches. But they go, to expand on that slightly, Donald Trump will say and do anything, and I mean anything, that he believes will work to his political advantage. There are no guardrails. There is nothing he considers off limits or out of bounds. You simply cannot go lower than he's willing to go. So there's that. Now I'm going to stop there for just a second and tell you. If the left believe that nonsense, they're going to wonder what happened in 2020. Donald Trump isn't saying things for political expediency. He's saying the very things he said during the campaign. Nothing different. And the left is so used to people lying, they're so used to not being told what people really want to do, that they're like, he'll just say anything, man. He really wants to build that stupid wall. He'll say anything to get his base going. No, he didn't. He made a promise. And you know what they say now? No, he said he was going to build a wall and Mexico was going to pay for it. And Trump's like, yeah, Mexico's going to pay for it. I said how I'd have Mexico pay for it. And, you know, so we're in this pissing contest over how it's going to get paid. But now, you know, Donald Trump says he's going to build a wall. What do they do? Oh, well, it's really a partition. It's a barrier. It's a fence. He goes, CNN goes on to say this. But there's this, too. People don't hold Trump to the same standards that they hold other politicians. Look at the exit polling from the 2016 election. Two-thirds of voters said Trump was neither honest or trustworthy. One in five of these people voted for him anyway. A similar 63% said he lacked the temperament to be president. He won, and one in five of those voters, too. Let me ask you this. With all this polling and everything that is against Trump, would somebody please explain to me how these numbers never work out for the left? They tell us he's at 40% approval. Okay, so that means 60% disapproval. I'm just doing the math here. I know I got degrees in math, and maybe I got a little bit of an advantage, but that's the difference, okay? And in 60% disapproval, how's he getting stuff done? How does he win the presidency? How does he get a tax cut, you know, done? How does he get all the things done that he's doing? These people are crazy. They said the point here is simple. Trump didn't win because voters thought he was a great guy. They knew he wasn't. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second and say, I agree. We knew Trump wasn't perfect, and that's what I told everybody we needed, a flawed candidate. It goes on to say this. Many of them disapproved of the way he ran his campaign and the way he acted in life. They just decided that the other things, namely that he represented radical change in Washington, mattered more. Now, that's your poll number. What matters the most? Are we changing Washington? Are we making people wake up to the lies that we've been told year after year, decade after decade? And it supersedes everything. I was listening to Trump do a press conference the other day. We're going to play the clip in the next hour. And the whole time he's talking, I'm going, God, Donald, why do you got to keep doing these same little ticks? But he did, you know, well, it's going to be the best you've ever seen. You're not going to believe it, you know. And it's one of those kind of speeches. And you're saying to yourself, I wish you were a better orator. But at the end of the day, I'll tell you this, I overlook it, and I go, okay, it wasn't as eloquent as I like, but I like that he did not back down. He's questioned with a reporter on who's going to pay, you know, some nonsense. And as I said, we'll cover it in the next hour. And Trump is just like, who cares? This guy gets it, but he doesn't get it. This is CNN, by the way.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
2019 will not be good for the Democrats. And I'm going to tell you who the worst person, who's going to be the biggest goat in 2019. His name is Robert Mueller. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Please go back, listen to this show, and get our podcast. You know, download it, play it, send it to friends, let them know. Check out Kevin Jackson's show. We're going to give you some good information. And I'm laying it on. Look, if we were having, I've had many conversations like this. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I forget whether I've said it on the radio or I've had a conversation with somebody at baseball or, you know, at a game, some whatever, or at a party, because I forget. This is me. This is not, you know, me just making stuff up and for having fun on the radio. This is what I think. This is the genuine article, Kevin Jackson. Anyway, Mueller's going to get bad news this year, folks. Now, we talked a few, I don't know, it's probably been a couple, 3 weeks ago, about the Russians suing Mueller because of this Steele dossier. These three bankers who had their reputation sullied by Mueller and team have said, okay, great. So they went to European court and they sued for all the information. And I don't know how all the details are, but they're getting a lot of information about Christopher Steele that we're not hearing in the media. And these guys have the financial wherewithal and they have the passion that says, you may be having a political football with Russia in the United States, but you're not going to get away with this on the world stage. We're not bad people. And here's the deal. So they're going after Mueller, and Mueller's on the hot seat for that. But he's also on the hot seat because he went after Jerome Corsi. And you may remember he wanted Corsi to cut a deal. And Corsi was talking to him, and eventually it got to the point where Corsi went, you know what? You're trying to set me up. So he sued Robert Mueller and team for $350 million. I'm telling you, I'm ecstatic over this. Somebody challenging, going after the Mueller machine, the Democrat machine, and little guy, Jerome Corsi, who I think he writes for World Net Daily, or maybe he's writing for... Who is it? Alex Jones. I know he was with World Net Daily, maybe with Alex Jones. But they want to make these guys out to be kooks and conspirators. And so here's Jerome Corsi, the little guy, saying, okay, federal government, I'll go after you. Then he did a GoFundMe. People started donating to it. And he's on the attack. I couldn't be more proud. Everything that we do now, the Black Sphere, Unhyphenated America, Seeking Educational Excellence, all of our entities are using lawsuits to go after people that are screwing around with the conservative movement. Anyway, Mueller asked a judge to delay the proceedings, citing the government shutdown. He was going to use the government shutdown as a reason he couldn't respond to Corsi's $350 million lawsuit. Which, by the way, you would have thought would probably get thrown out on its face just because of the amount. But unfortunately for Mueller, he didn't make the case, and the judge ordered the lawsuit to continue. Now, here's what they write. He's got an undeniably strong case against Mueller, who's been accused of prosecutorial misconduct, leaking confidential information to the press, and last but not least, unconstitutional surveillance. Now, CNBC elaborated. Government attorneys had argued in a U.S. District Court filing Wednesday that the ongoing government shutdown hamstrung their lawyers by cutting off funding to the Justice Department. What? It cracks me up a little bit when you think about all the money in government, all the money that's been spent investigating Trump, and these guys are crying poverty. Absent an appropriation, here's what they write. Department of Justice attorneys are generally prohibited from working even on a voluntary basis, except in a very limited circumstance, they claimed in their filing in a Washington, D.C. district court. A lawyer for Corsi, 72, retorted that the request for a delay was being proffered tactically and asserted that it is highly doubtful DOJ attorneys are actually prohibited from working. And Judge Richard Leon denied the request for a stay in the proceedings and affirmed that a hearing will be held in D.C., this week. So he didn't get away with it. And I got to tell you, I'm ecstatic over this news. Now, here's what the article continues. While Corsi was quick to tweet his plans to attend the hearing, Mueller refused to even comment on the judge's ruling. Why? Because it was just one smoke and mirrors attempt to evade the truth. Now, what is the truth? Well, it's a quite simple truth. Mueller failed to build a case against Donald Trump. The left's ultimate fixer fell flat on his face. And since then, Mueller has clearly made every possible move to try to hide facts. And now, after many months, what are we up to? Like $22 million in this investigation, the witch hunt couldn't gift wrap Trump for the Democrats. And that's his problem. Now, we've been waiting around on pins and needles since the midterms passed. And remember, that was the deadline that Mueller offered up. He promised to unleash his findings as soon as the election cycle ended. Days had ticked off, and it was utter silence. But then it wasn't. What Mueller did then was he said, I want to re-impanel the grand jury for an additional 6 months. So that's going to go into like July. He wants to re-impanel the jury. The grand jury. Yeah. So he gives them a new reprieve. And what's funny to me is, who's he going after? Who's he going to be able to get? Because he's exhausted everybody he can go after with respect to Donald Trump. The only people that he's got left to look at are the Democrats. So I'm really curious as to what this is going to actually mean for him. But I don't want to get too far afield. So Trump got himself back into it. As soon as he saw this and he tweeted, there's no collusion and Mueller knows it. So the Democrats, I'm telling you, if I were a Democrat, I'd be very concerned about putting my eggs in the basket of Robert Mueller. So he's promised Trump's head on a platter and he can't give him that. So he's only got one place to go, and that's real indictments. No one even mentions, I want you to think about this, that nobody's even mentioned Podesta, Hillary Clinton, Obama, or any of their minions, and we've got dozens of FBI people. When do we start seeing those names? Well, let me give you the answer, folks. 2019, baby. It's coming up. Rush Limbaugh said this, the more this goes on, speaking of the investigation, the more we lose sight of the real abomination that all of this is. This entire investigation that Mueller is conducting is bogus, predicated on nothing but a made-up allegation for which no evidence has ever been found or cited, and therefore, it never should have begun. But it did begin nearly 2 years ago. So the question is, why is Mueller continuing to play the game? And this guy writes, there are 1,000 guesses as to why Honest Bob is still holding back. Perhaps Uranium One is the reason. You guys know he has some involvement in that. Now, the National Sentinel said this. Representative Louis Gohmert said he believes Special Counsel Mueller's never-ending investigation into the alleged collusion between 2016 campaign, Trump campaign and Russia is just a cover for the real scandal, the Uranium One sale. And they go on to talk about that. I don't really want to cover it because I find it tedious and boring. But trust me, it's part of the reason. The other part of the reason is it's going to condemn every one of these agencies that put themselves above and beyond reproach.
Jim Comey, well, we are amazing people in D.C. We're very honest.
They're all crooks and liars. And this is the year, people. I'm going to make you a promise. You're not going to get through this year without knowing the honest truth about Bob Mueller, Jim Comey, his entire FBI, James Clapper, John Brennan, the Hillary Clintons, or Hillary Clinton and her family, the Clinton Foundation, and Barack Obama. You're going to see things are going to be revealed that are going to take the bedrock from under the Democrats. Hang in there. That's what you're going to get. Anyway, they continue to talk about the Russian collusion, but then they went on to talk about more speculation. There could be another reason for Mueller to drag his heels. According to rumors, the New York Times crafted much of this investigation as a way to shine on the big screen. In fact, this is why they sit on their big stories and they pretend they are breaking news. Supposedly, there's even a deal with Showtime in the works. Have you heard this? Now, wouldn't that thrill the Trump haters of the world? Of course. It would be a work of fiction as a complete Democrat narrative lacks any shred of fact. They want to make a movie, so in order to make the movie pan out the way they need it to pan out, they sit on information. They let Mueller continue to spin his lies. But let me tell you, it doesn't matter what they do. This is the year of reckoning. If it doesn't happen, I'll make you a bet. I'll end my radio show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.